All right, Seth Hammaker, good start, second moto, ran out front for a little bit. What did you think of your day?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. First moto, I was up there too, and then I had a little tip over.
Oh, that's right, over.
Yeah, right after the finish, yeah. But felt good, like, to come back and ended up P8, but it was a good ride. And then second one, got another decent start, and felt okay. Just need to find that intensity. Those guys, you know, they're ripping, and now I know where I'm at. Know what we need to work on, and I'll continue to get better throughout the season. But yeah, it's a solid start to the season, and it's been a while since I've raced an outdoor, so it's good to get the first one under my belt.
I was going to say that. You haven't raced outdoors for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's always nothing like racing, no matter how well you feel at the farm or
it
whatever,
is.
Right?
Yeah, it's completely different. And yeah, Chance is ripping, so we have a great gauge for what we need to do at the farm. And like I said, a lot of things, even more so than we worked on with Supercross, that I'll learn with outdoors throughout the season. We haven't had much time to ride outdoors, but it'll just continue to get better. And like I said, with Chance and Hunter and Jeb, we have a great crew. So
I also don't feel like you're a Southern California or Northern California outdoor guy, I feel like.
Nah, not at all. Yeah, yeah. I like when we get back to like High Point, Red Bud, all that.
Yeah.
But we'll get through these first ones, you know, just continue to click off solid results. And then as the season goes, I want to, you know, get on that podium.
And then always guys in the Supercross title chase don't ride outdoors that much, or they don't focus on it, you know, all that. Were you in that boat? Like,
for sure. Yeah, we were just full force focused on Supercross to try to wrap that thing up. But I mean, we got some solid motos in, like, during the off weekends after Birmingham, after Pittsburgh. But other than that, we just focused on Supercross.
Yeah.
So, you know, Chance has been riding it, and obviously Hunter and Jet coming off their injuries, they've just been full motocross, but I'm excited to get back to the grind with those guys.
So I feel like the Cool Vest parade lap thing is a Lawrence compound deal. You and Chance were wearing it, but then the Lawrence brothers aren't wearing it, so now I'm confused on the Cool Vest parade lap thing.
Yeah, we all have them, but like, I feel like maybe they're just Hunter and Jet. It wasn't too hot today, but I was like, I'm going to throw it on. I don't care how cold, you know, what the weather's like, so.
It's got a hoodie?
Dude, it's awesome. It's got a hoodie, you know, feels really good, and it's nice just to keep a little bit cool.
Yeah.
And then,
like, in my experience, and they had them when I was a mechanic, so a few of my riders tried them, but they never stayed fucking cool.
I know,
like, they just warmed up. Yeah. Are these things better?
Oh, these things stay really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I throw it on 5 minutes before I go up.
Yep.
And then by the time I take it off, right before I go racing, it's still cool.
The ones we had, because this was 25 years ago, were the like rubber life vests. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they never fucking stay cool. So
that's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we Fred and all the guys hooked it up, so super grateful for that. And like next weekend, I heard it's gonna be hot. So those races, I mean, it's crucial to keep your body core body temperature down.
I feel like even a little bit, they say, makes a big difference, right?
It does. Yeah, anytime. Yeah.
All right. Good job, man.
Thank you.